Cystitis, bladder infection. It's the bane of many women's lives, particularly when they're younger. It's painful and has been likened to passing razor blades. Some women have repeated episodes of cystitis and consume a lot of antibiotics with all the problems that can cause, including thrush, as if the cystitis wasn't enough. But now, thanks to a recent trial, it's now known that common advice to drink more water can actually work. The lead author was Thomas Hooton, an infectious disease specialist at the University of Miami. I spoke to him before we went to air.
It's been thought that one of the body's main defense mechanisms against a urinary tract infection is just urinating the organisms out. Bacteria, when they enter the bladder, have to stick to the bladder lining. And so if you can flush them out, and if you're drinking more fluids, you're diluting the urine so that there's less opportunity for a given bacteria to stick to the cell. That's the reason we think that increased hydration is effective. There's some studies to show that women with recurrent UTI are more likely to delay urination, but there's never been a study looking at increased water in a randomized trial.
That delayed urination, is that fear or is that simply that's what they do?
No, there's some interesting studies from Taiwan. They have these huge factories and investigators have gone in and asked women who has recurrent urinary tract infection, who does not. And they found that women who do are more likely to hold their urine. And the reason that they give for that is that they're intimidated. Bathroom breaks. They're intimidated. And so there are intervention studies, too, where they try to improve those things so they're not under so much stress. And in fact, they tended to have some improvement.
Now, I'm used to doing interviews from pharmaceutical company-sponsored research. I have to say this is the first one where a water company has, unsurprisingly, I suppose, sponsored this research.
Danone asked me a few years ago about doing such a study. You know, that's pretty neat because if you think about it, this is a little bit different than a company that has a proprietary drug. In this case,
you can just turn on Danone the tap rather than buying a bottle of Evian.
Exactly right. Water is water.
So what did you do and what did you find?
Well, this is a study looking at whether increased water made a difference in terms of reducing the risk of recurrent UTI. So the study design simply is looking at women who have a pretty high risk of recurrent UTI, three or more in the past year. That's not rare by any stretch. And they had to have reported less than a liter and a half of fluid daily to be eligible for the trial. And they were randomized to one of two arms.
And they were young women, their average age 35.
Anyway, so they were randomized to one of two arms. The control arm, don't do anything different. The other arm was whatever you do, continue that. But in addition to that, add a liter and a half of water a day. They supplied them with 500 ml bottles three times a day. And women, when they had symptoms, they were advised to come in for an evaluation for history and physical and urine cultures and check of the urine osmolality and so forth. And at 6 months and then at 12 months, they had the women come back into clinic, the history and physical, collected a urine specimen again. And what they were looking for with the urine specimens was the osmolality, the concentration of the urine, to see whether people who were assigned to the water group really had a reduced concentration. And then we looked at the UTI rates. Well, in the control group, that didn't change any. In the water group, the number of cystitis episodes decreased by about half. And the number of antimicrobial courses to treat those UTIs, as you would expect, also decreased by half. So in a nutshell, that's what they found. They decreased UTI rates, decreased antibiotic use.
But didn't get rid of it altogether.
And antibiotics are much more effective, at least for a period of time, until your bowel flora changes and you have to stop taking them because you get diarrhea or C. diff or something like that, or because you start getting breakthrough infections with resistant strains. What we'd like to see people do is put a little bit more emphasis on recommending to women that, look, there are some data that increased hydration reduces your risk. It may or may not reduce it to zero, but at least try it because it won't cause you the problems that antibiotics can cause. And if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. Then you go with antibiotics or whatever else you may want to try.
Good result. And so you can turn on the tap rather than buying bottled water and you get the advantage of the fluoride in the tapped water.
But there you go.
Just finally, I think it's a question I asked you last time, and I'm going to ask it again, which is women with recurrent UTI, why do they never study the partner who could well be reinfecting them? And it's not the woman's problem, it's their partner's problem. And I don't think anybody's studied the partner in recurrent cystitis, and you're throwing all these antibiotics at the woman when it may well be the man who's got the urinary tract infection or infection and passing it to the woman?
Well, I'm not sure what answer I gave you before, but was in Seattle and we did a lot of these studies, we actually tried very hard. And by the way, there are some data, more like case reports or small series, that show that in some cases, the woman who comes in with a UTI, if you look at her male partner, the male partner has that strain in his urine. This is a real hard study to do. Think about it. How do you get the man, before he has sex with the woman, to see whether he has a strain that she, a day or two later, has a UTI? You can't do that study.
You can do a randomized trial treating the man and seeing whether the UTIs go away in the woman.
Yeah, okay, well, maybe, but...
I'm just giving another NIH grant proposal here.
I hadn't thought of that study, and I'm not sure we'd be able to enroll guys. When we try to do these studies, because we try to do a study in men, we were going to enroll women with recurrent UTIs and enroll their male partners and monitor both of them over time. But we couldn't get any guys to come in. The women could not get their boyfriends or husbands to come in. So we just said, we can't do it.
Deny them sex and then they'll be in like a shot.
I know, right? There's probably ways to do it I hadn't thought of.
So I think we've stretched the friendship with our listening audience to its maximum.
All right.
Thomas Hooden, thanks.
Please be careful what you allow on your program.
Never. Thomas Hooden, thanks very much for joining us.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thomas Hooden is Professor of Medicine at the University of Miami. And a bit of a fierty, don't you think? You're listening to the Health Report here on RN, ABC News, CBC Radio across Canada. I'm Norman Swan.